Okay, good morning. We are on Taf, Kaf, Chaf, Taf, Kuf, Chaf, Aleph. Din Shilshel Perot B'Yom Tov Mimakom LeMakom. Okay, you want to lower down your produce that you're storing on your roof. I'm sure we all do that nowadays. Aleph, Mashilin Perot Derech Aruba. So you are allowed to lower your fruit. It's edible fruit that you have, but it's basically you set it aside. You leave it up there, because it's in your way. You're storing it there until you need it. And the question is, are you allowed to take it down? So what are you doing? There's really nothing wrong. The issue is tircha yisera. We're making you work. You're working too hard, and it could be uvdin dachol. So those are the two issues. So we're going to see. If you take it through an aruba, that's like if you have a hole, kind of like a hole in the floor in your roof, where you can just lower it straight down from the level of your roof. Perush min yishal zeitecha. That's from the lashon of lowering. Klomar mapilin aperot la'aretz. You're lowering them down. B'yom tov. So we're talking about yom tov. So the issue is, there's hefsin, we're afraid you're going to lose money. It's going to get ruined, it's going to rain outside, and it's going to be bad for your produce. Okay, so we say you're allowed to take it down. However, but you can't take it down through windows. What's the issue? What kind of windows? So they had many times walls on their roof. And on the side of the walls, there were windows that they would look out. So basically, okay, so the issue is, let's say you want to take it, you have to put it through the window, you would have to lift it up to put it through the window of the wall on the roof. And then you can lower it from there down to the first floor, the floor, or down to the next window, whatever it is. So that is what's Asur Midarabanan, because you have to lift it up to take it through the window to go down. And that's tircha yisera, that's not allowed. The way to do it is straight down. Or if you have no roof in such a case, or you have like bars, you can slide it through. So then the chalon is on the floor, basically your access is on the floor. As long as you don't have to lift it up, then they were and goes there. Let gravity do the work, exactly. It has to be relatively easy. You have it in bags, or you have it whatever, you lower it down with the rope, and it's not difficult. The Lord, you're reading besulamot. You also can't pick them up and start walking down a ladder or a staircase.
You're not going to eat it.
Right. If you're eating it, then it's okay. But if you're doing it in order to save, you have a whole bunch up there. It doesn't matter. You can have crates or boxes or bags of it, and you're allowed to take them all down. As long as it's not done in a way of Yisera. And Uvdin Dechol. So, but, right, if you're taking a small bunch to eat, that's not a problem. If a loyal Taltulem Yigag Lagag, can't even take it from, let's say your roof is next to your friend's roof, a townhouse, or you can make the jump, you have the guts to make it to leap from one roof to another, so the Havamin is maybe you can take it, go straight across, because you're not going up, you're not lifting it. So you can't do that either, because you know your friend might say you don't have an aruba, a hole in your roof, or some kind of a window on the floor, or a skylight that opens up. But your friend does. So you want to take it through your friend's roof. So that also is not okay. Alfa pi shehin shavin, even though you're on the same level height-wise, the two roofs, you're not really going up, still Asu from Tircha. Okay. All right. Next one. Bet. Mutar lachasad perot o kadayayin oleveni mipnei hadalef. So now, let's say you have fruit on your roof, fruit outdoors, whatever it is, or barrels of wine and it's open a little bit, or just bricks, or whatever you have, that's going to get a little bit ruined or dirty from rainwater, it's raining outside, or just, let's say, I don't know, there's a windstorm, whatever it is. Even if the item that you want to cover is muksa, not a problem. You're allowed to take a blanket or a tarp or whatever you have and cover it up, and you're protecting it. You're preventing it from damage or dirt, and there's no problem. Gimel. Litein kli tachat. However, let's say it's raining, and now it's coming off the roof. Adela, if it's becoming a little... so we'll see the case. So now the rainwater is pouring off the roof. So now what do you do? Can you put a kli, some kind of a pail, a bucket, or just some kind of a bowl on the floor and allow the rainwater to land into there? So, kidino b'Shabbos, kach dino b'Yom Tov. So, same halacha of Shabbos and Yom Tov. So, in general, the rule is, if you look it up in Shin Lamed Chet, is if the water is going to be usable, you can use it to wash your hands, wash your body, wash dishes, whatever you want to use it for a mutter purpose on that day, so then it's mutter, you're allowed to put it there. But if it's going to be like really dirty water, disgusting water, water that for you it's disgusting, you're not going to use it, so then you're basically being mevata kli meheichano, you're taking something that's a usable kli, and you're making it not usable anymore, and that's what, then it's aser. But ayin sham. Okay. Alright. This could be common. Let's say you have, when is it very common? You have a leak in your roof. That's when it's common. You're having the water's coming through your ceiling, and it's going through your roof, through your geves, or whatever it is, your drywall. So it could become disgusting. So it depends. Can you put it there on Shabbos? It depends if you can use that water for something, or if it's, or not.
Didn't you learn that you could put okay water in the bowl, in a pail, clean water, and then you can put it there, and then the water goes on.
Someone said you can, Moshe says maybe you can put it with a clean pail of water first and let more water add in there. So I think it depends if you're making, if at the end of the day when all the water gets in there from the roof, if it's going to be usable or not. If that dirty water is going to ruin... Yeah, but at the end, if you're going to have... Right, so... Okay, so maybe that's fine. As long as at the end it's going to be usable. If you know that the water is going to be so much dirty water that's going to overpower all the water, it's true. For the initial drops, it's batel. But then it's going to make the whole kli... Muksa at the end, I think, if the whole thing becomes... Alright, Sarachim, I don't know. Good question. Maybe we'll double check for tomorrow. Okay, Gimel. No, we just did Gimel. So, Tav Kuf Chaf Bet. The Dvarim are suing the Tautel be Yom Tov. Alright, things, extra xeros or extra things you can't move on Yom Tov. So, Aleph, let's see. Ein Hasuma Yotze B'maklo V'lo Haro'e B'Tarmilo. So interesting. Here it says, a suma, someone who's blind, cannot go out with his stick, cannot carry his, he can't hold and walk with his stick. Right, he's carrying it. The lo haroe b'tarmilo, and not a shepherd with his bag. Okay. So we had a similar halacha in Hilchos Shabbos. So there the issue is hotza'a. You're not allowed to carry. So in Hilchos Shabbos, so we learn, let's say by a stick. Right? The case of a bag for a shepherd is obvious. He doesn't necessarily, it's tzotzah. You're not allowed to. But for a stick, for a suma, so it depends. If someone is blind, so there's a walking stick. So if he needs it in order to walk, he's allowed to. It becomes like his leg or his shoe, or sometimes we call it, that's called a tachshit, and it's 100% mutter. And you're allowed to even hold it and walk with it because that's the way you use it. So that's mutter. What are we talking about in Hilchos Shabbos? And it's the same thing here. There, but the issues are different. In Hilchos Shabbos, it's an issue of carrying in a Rosh Hasharabim or a Carmelis without an Erev. Here, if we're talking about a Rosh Hasharabim or a Carmelis with a snow Erev, because of a zilzil of Yom Tov. So the reasons are completely different, but the halacha is essentially identical. So if it's a stick that you need for walking, because you can't walk without it, you're going to fall, you're going to trip, and so if that's the case, if there's a reasonable chance you're afraid you're going to fall, so then everyone agrees it's mutter. It's mutter on Shabbos, because it's not called hotzah, that's to make you walk. And also, there's not a zilzil on Yom Tov, because if it's mutter on Shabbos, it's There's no zilzul to Yom Tov over here that you're also doing it. Right? Because on Yom Tov there's no issue of hotza'ah. Right? Mitoch has no issue of hotza'ah. So then it's only related to mitoch from ochel nefesh. So too there's no issue of hotza'ah by a stick. But by Hilchos Shabbos,
no, it's like crutches.
It's like crutches, exactly. If you need the crutches, then it's 100% mutter. However, what if you don't really need them? You can walk without them, and you're not going to fall. It's just, it gives you more security. You feel better with it. You maybe can walk a little faster. So in those cases, it is an Isser of Hotza'ah on Shabbos, and therefore it's also a Zilzul on Yom Tov. Anytime where it's Mutter on Shabbos, it's Mutter on Yom Tov. It's Asr on Shabbos, it's Asr on Yom Tov, but for two different reasons.
And if you have an Eruv?
So if you have an Eruv, it's never a problem, not Shabbos, not Yom Tov. It's only when there's no Eruv in the Carmelis or Rosh Hasharabim, and then it's a problem.
When Eruv helps on Yom
Tov. It's not a problem. It's just, but if the halacha here of Yom Tov, I understood. So I learned with Rav Weiner, it's 100% kasher to Shabbos. Because whenever it's usher to do on Shabbos, and now you're going to go ahead and do it on Yom Tov, that's what creates the ziluta, the zilzel. It's not Shabbos stick, and now you're going to take advantage because it's Yom Tov, because of mitoch alchal nefesh, and now you're going to do it. So the Chazal said, no, it's inappropriate. If you can't do it on Shabbos, it's going to look, it's inappropriate. But when you need to, so number one, they wouldn't make the gzer of ziluta, but also it wouldn't be aser of hotza on Shabbos, also because of that. Okay, so let's go on. V'din chiger dina b'yom tov b'Shabbos. It's the same halacha of someone who's crippled has trouble walking, so it's the same idea. If a person needs it to walk, that's what we spoke about, the crutches. So too, if a person is a chole, a person's very sick. Anytime you need it and you can't walk without it, it's 100% mutter.
You don't expect a blind person to go down on his hands and knees.
Right, you don't have to crawl. So if you need the stick to walk to not fall and hurt yourself, then that's what's okay. Okay, fine. Bet. Ein yotzim b'kisei. We do not, echad ish ve'echad isha. Doesn't matter if it's a man or a woman, we're not allowed to go with, you're not allowed to carry a chair with a person on there. It used to be, I don't know how common, but it used to be they would have a person it was very mechubad, in order so that people wouldn't touch him, and a person is an honorable person, they would carry him in the street from place to place on a chair, a throne, whatever it was, in order so that he wouldn't get his clothes dirty, or that people won't touch him, or trying to push him or hurt him, whatever the case might be. So the issue is again, it's uvdin decho. That's the principle from Chazal, and it's inappropriate. And just let him walk or don't go. V'isha hayu rabim tzrichim lo. But if it's an important person that the people need him, he's not going for himself, so then it's mutter lo gazru, and they need him, and it's okay. So too, if a person is really old and it's too hard for him to walk, it's also okay. Okay? And for anyone, you can put him on your shoulders. That's also okay. Anyone can go on shoulders. It's just on a chair that it's a problem. That's where it's uvdin dechol. It looks too much like during the week. I mean, nowadays we don't really see this. Umotzi'in oto ala katef afilu ba piryon. And that's if a person is mutter to go, then once you're allowed to take him, for a case that you're allowed to take him, you can put him on even a fancy throne. That's not a problem. Okay, Gimel. Mishnit kavtsu. For Shabbos. Not sure if it's if it's an issue of hotza, it's an issue of hotza. But if it's in the only case comes up when it's on only case that could come up is Yom Tov, because on Shabbos, if there's no Erev, it's 100% Aser, he can walk. And if it's indoors, if there's an Erev, then I don't think there's a problem of, I don't believe there's an issue when there's within the Erev. Okay. Let's see. Gimel. Mi shenitkavtsu okay. What's it called? Peru shenitzmetu v'nasu k'tzarim. In other words, they shrunk. Gide shokav. The veins or blood vessels, maybe.
Ligaments.
Ligaments. Yeah, but here I think it means veins. But okay. Whatever the case might be.
In other words, they've shrunk.
Nerves. His, yeah. It's hard for him to walk. Bottom line, the case is, it's hard for him to walk. Yachol atzeid b'makel. Again, we kind of had this before. A person, whether he's missing a leg, or he's having pains and he can't walk, or there's issues going on with his leg and he can't walk without a stick, 100%, it's mutter for him to walk. The stick becomes like his shoe, or if you want to call him as another leg, but okay, call it a shoe, whatever it is, and that's mutter lechatchila. Dalit. Ein manhigin behema b'makel. Another Issur Rabbanan is you're not allowed to lead an animal with a stick, because that's how they used to lead the animals to the marketplace. So people see you with that same stick, with your animals walking. It looks like, even if you're just going for a walk, a little spitzer outside, it looks like you're taking the animals to the shuk and to sell. So it's chazal asru, kind of like maris ayin. And right, even if the stick, we can argue whether the stick was or wasn't muksa. Even if you prepare the stick ahead of time, that's not the issue. We're not talking about muksa for here. We're talking about we don't want you to take animals with a stick because it looks like you're going to the marketplace. Okay, tav kuf chaf gimel. Okay, dini manogim behemas biyomtov. Some halachas of animals. Okay, aleph misirim zivuvim anitlim behema. Now, let's say you had a bunch of some kind of insects or bugs that are stuck onto the animal. I don't know whether it's their claws or their teeth, whatever they're called. So anyways, you want to remove them. So what do? You take these special brushes. You can use your hand or use these wooden brushes. They're special brushes. Afa pi shehen osin chabura. Even though when you're doing this, you might cause, it's not a psikresha, you might cause, it could be maybe it, Machlokas in other places, maybe Maran and the Rama, even if it is a psik resha, since Deloni Chalei ben Issur Darabanan, but let's keep reading. The point is, you're allowed to remove it, even though it might make blood. Chabura, because let's say its teeth, let's say, is really held on to the skin. So as you rip off the insect, it's going to cause a little prick and a little bleeding. So all this is okay, because we're talking about, let's say, using your hand or a soft brush or a wooden stick where it's not for sure going to make hair come out, and it's not for sure going to make bleeding. Right? And again, we discussed maybe even if it's for sure it might be mutter.
And it's enu mechavin.
It's enu mechavin, so that's where it matters if it's a psik resha or not. Okay? So base. If it's not mechavin and not right, that's when okay? But that's correct. So eino mechavin. Days ein megardin b'mehema b'migredes b'yom tov b'pnei shemasheret se'ar. So this is related to the first halacha. Let's say you want to just brush the hair, either to remove the bugs or just to straighten out the hair. That's this case. So again, you're not allowed to do it with some kind of a brush. That's the Mishnah word from the poskim says it's talking about a metal brush. So they used to have these strong metal brushes that would scratch a little bit, but it would be a psik resha that the hair would come out. And you want the hair to come out because, well, what you want it to do is you want to make the hair straight. And there's always going to be a couple straggly hairs. So the only way to make the hair straight is by getting those hairs out. So really at the end of the day, again, you don't care so much, but it's still considered nichale. So if it's a case of psik resha, so then, that's what's aser. And if it's a case, but if you're just doing it with a soft brush, so again, that's more similar to us with Hilchos Shabbos, which may be mutter. Okay. So, but here you see with the animals, and the animal hair is a lot tougher and thicker, so it's less likely to come out than people hair. So that's a little difference. Okay. So, Gimel. Ein miyaldin behema biyom tov. When an animal is ready to give birth, and it starts to give birth, miyaldin means you can't pull out the baby calf, or whatever the baby is. You can't pull it out with your hands. Because it's tircha yisera, that's not necessary. Aval misadin ota, but you hold it, you catch it, you make it so it doesn't fall to the floor and get hurt. She'ochez bavlad, shelayupo la'aretz. Right? So you're catching it and holding it as it comes out. You're not pulling it out, but you're holding it as it comes out. V'nofeach lo bechotpon, you're also allowed to blow into the nostrils, it helps clear, I don't know, any mucus there. V'notin lo da letoch piv, and you're even allowed to move I don't know, the udder or whatever the nipples are, and you put it inside the mouth, and therefore it helps helps the animal. And so that's mutter. Okay. Dalit. Behema shericha kavlada. Now every so often you'll have the mother of the animal, and it's, again, I haven't seen this, but I guess it pushes away the animal, and it looks like it's not going to want to deal with the animal anymore. Well, the baby's going to die, the calf's going to die if it has no milk. So what do? You want to help, you know, get some rachamim from the mother, bring them back together. I'm not sure what happened. Mutar lezalef perish lishbach. You're allowed to pour mei shilyata alav. You're allowed to take liquid from the placenta and pour it on to the baby calf. So what that does, it helps with the smell, or it just helps get the mother to have rachamim through the smell on its puppy, or realize that this is your calf. So therefore, you're allowed to. V'litein milo egrof melach, you're allowed to put a fistful of salt on barachma, on the womb.
Into it, maybe.
I'm not exactly sure how it was done. Ask someone who breeds cows. So you're allowed to do this. Kadesh terachim alav. It burns a little bit. It hurts a little bit. And it reminds her of Tsar Leda. And it reminds her, oh yeah, this is her baby. Again, I don't know how this works, but it worked. So yeah, it seems it's a drop cruel, but it's for the mother and the calf's sake. And really, and ultimately, they'll thank you for it. So it reminds her of the whole situation and her baby, and it's supposed to help and awaken rachamim. Okay, that she'll take care of her calf. Aval hatameya asur la'asot kein. But with a non-kosher animal, you're not allowed to do this because it doesn't help. So not a puppy, right? I don't know if is there any kosher puppies, or it has to only calves can be kosher. Okay, right. I realized when I said puppy, and I knew I was going to get to it. So I'm not sure. I'm not such a maven of all the different terminologies of joeys and calves and puppies and keep going. But so anyways, there's kids and v'chule. So anyways, whenever it's a kosher animal, you're allowed to, because all these tricks work. Pouring up, even though you're dealing with the muksa issues over here, in order to save the animal, you're allowed to. But if it's not going to help, so it's a muksa, you're not allowed to. So it just depends when it works and when it doesn't work. Again, there might be some exceptions, but that's the general rules by Tameya doesn't work, at least in those days. Okay, now, in Reish Mem Vav, in the Haggah, Im Adam Mitzuv al Shvitas Behemto Biyomtov. So what's the halacha of Shvitas Behemto? Having your animal work for you, mechamer or whatever. So on Shabbos we know it's an Isser Deraisa. Again, it's a lav. And what about Yom Tov? So the Shulchan Aruch says, Smachlokas Rishonim, and he says, yes, it applies on Yom Tov the same. The Rama says, no, it's Remeko by Yom Tov. But the Gra, Mishnah Berurah, and others are machmer like the Shulchan Aruch, and they say to be machmer, there's no difference, and it's Aser. There is Rechayev and Shemitas Behemto and Yom Tov as well. Okay, we have a bit more. I think we'll stop. Okay.